climate change, and mild weather. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. 2016 was the hottest year on record. And when we talk about climate change, we usually talk about extreme weather events, extreme heat, drought, flooding. But scientists have also studied what's likely to happen with the best weather days, days that are not too cold, not too hot, not too humid or rainy. Sarah Kapnick is a research physical scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, in this new study that's just come out that you've done, how do you define a mild weather day?
So we defined it as the Goldilocks of days. So it's not too hot, not too cold, almost no precipitation, and low dew point temperature, which is a measure of humidity. The exact temperature range is 64 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and with a dew point below 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
So you found that the global distribution of mild weather is projected to change. How so?
Yes, globally, we are expecting that in the next two decades, the number of mild weather days will decrease by 4. And by the end of the century, it will decrease by 10 days globally. If you actually look at individual locations across the globe, however, the changes are more dramatic. So some places have increases in mild weather days, whereas other places actually have decreases.
And what about in the Great Lakes region?
In the Great Lakes region, we see these changes predominantly happening during the spring, summer, and fall. So actually, there's almost no changes happening during the winter.
And now, depending on when this happens during the year, it could be a great thing for people, or it could be disastrous, like what happened in Michigan in 2012 when we had a really warm early spring and then a series of hard freezes that devastated the cherry crop.
Precisely. We didn't actually look at the correlation and what is going on with crops and the changes in mild weather days, but we think that that is a really important thing that we need to look at next because it could have implications for crops, significantly for those that need the cold weather days in the winter to be able to bud, and then they need the spring warm temperatures to be able to start the process.
We know that extreme weather events can be devastating for people. What are the implications of this projected shift from your study in mild weather?
So in talking to other scientists and talking with different officials in NOAA, there are some things that we need to look at for the implications of this in future research. They include understanding how mild weather days and the change in mild weather days relates to temperature, and because heat stress on people is a very big health hazard that happens during the summer when we're seeing the loss of mild weather days that might otherwise break up hot weather days or humid days. There are also issues in the Great Lakes region in particular that has been looked at a little bit in the National Climate Assessment Report is algae blooms. So increases in mild weather days, warmer waters can actually make certain waterways and regions more likely to have algae blooms.
We've been talking about projections, but are you already seeing these changes?
We're actually already seeing these changes happen. From 1980 to 1999 versus 2000 to 2015, for example, in the MARA reanalysis data from NASA, we actually see a global loss of mild weather days of 2.5 days. And so this research actually shows that, yes, we are already seeing these changes in mild weather days over the last several decades. This research also shows that in the future, we will see less mild weather days in the next two decades, and then we'll see even less by the end of the century. Globally and for the Great Lakes region, we're seeing these losses of mild weather days.
Sarah Kapnick is a research physical scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.